Jess, Mike Greenwood's this weekend. How's the team going into it?
Yeah, the team are great. We've been going for a while, much to the dislike of some of the players who keep reminding us how long pre-season's been. But the team have been looking really sharp, to be fair. We're most probably further along now than what we were this time last year into pre-season, and we've tried to tweak it each year for the last couple of seasons, make it better, make it more purposeful, make sure that if we've got any new players or imports that they're over with us this side of Christmas, to make sure they're embedded within the group. We played Jamaica in a pre-season match just before the test series, and I think that was a great marker for us. I mean, for our first pre-season game to be against the number four ranked team in the world, it wasn't going to be easy. And we managed to debut a lot of our younger players as well, and we did a really good job, to be fair. And I think Anna and I were really excited by what we've seen so early on, really.
It's a great chance to get an early idea of how the other franchises are shaping up as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's critical, really, for us to make sure that we get out and about and like you say, front up against some of the other franchises. I know, listening to the other interviews, obviously, we're all kind of in the same boat in terms of not 100% sure what some of the teams will look like this year and how quickly their new players or new units are gelling. So it's been paramount, really, in mine and Anna's planning back in kind of July time, that we put a pre-season plan together that was driven by what are our priorities, who do we want to play against, who do we want to see, who do we need to get the players to be exposed to. And we've been pretty purposeful in the who we want to play when, and feel we've got a really robust pre-season plan, really.
How important is it to be a part of Mike Greenwood? You'll get an early chance to see Mavs and Wasps.
Yeah, I mean, that's been fantastic because we normally play against Mavs and Surrey Storm in our own tri tournament in the South. But last year we made the decision to make sure we were part of the Mike Greenwood for the first time. Logistically and geographically, it's hard to obviously meet the Northern teams before the season starts. So that was quite a driving force for us. We knew that Thunder were obviously going to be up there and thereabouts last year. So to kind of go up there and mix it with those teams last year proved really beneficial. So we had no doubt. I think I was driving Debbie mad, really, with emails saying, when is it, can we come? And it's great that, you know, they've welcomed all the teams again, and it's slightly different this year. You know, there's teams missing that were there last year, but that, like you say, there's the new outfits like Wasps, which are going to be important. And in the absence of playing our normal tri tournament, it's great that we get to go out against Mavs as well, because Mavs Bath is traditionally a very tight fixture, so it'll be great to go out against them too.
It gives you that early chance to see what Tamsin and Mel have been up to as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, for all the coaches, you know, like Karen Gregg obviously stepping into her new role as well at Thunder, I think it's a really great time for the sport. I think we've got some fantastic coaches at the helm across the board, and I think it's just brilliant. I think you've got role models kind of left, right and centre, both on the court and on the benches, and it's really exciting to see a whole kind of generation of people fronting up and taking on the roles. And yeah, it'll be great to obviously see some familiar faces, and really, really looking forward to see where everybody's at. But appreciate, like Hannah's already mentioned, we're still 2 months away from kickstarting the season, so trying not to run away with anything at the moment and just kind of bed down the basics and use it as a marker for that, really.
And the nice thing is, you go into this year as champions. Any extra pressure, or are you still going to take it game by game? Because they look pretty intense.
Yeah, I mean, champions of Mike Greenwood isn't ultimately what we want to be. So I think as much as it was fantastic to bring the trophy back down the motorway last year, don't get me wrong, our goals and aspirations obviously lie in something slightly bigger than that. So I think it's like everybody, we go with quite a few things on our agenda, and exposing some of the younger players, exposing some of the new players and combinations that have earned the right, really, to travel up the motorway tomorrow and get some court time. I think, you know, if we come away at the end of that with more wins than losses and possibly the trophy again, then that would be fantastic. It really acted as a confidence boost for the group last year, but by no means will it be, you know, determining where we think we're at. There'll be other measures at the moment that we need to go by in order to understand where next and what our next steps need to be in preparing this team.
New signings for yourself and Anna this year. We've got Jess joining Rach.
Yeah, we've got the sister act, which is great. We didn't get the Corbins, but we've got the Shores. So it's brilliant to welcome Jess down to see Bath. Anna and I have both worked with Jess over other years, previous years at national level or national under 21s, etc. So we know how exciting a talent she is. She's done a fantastic job with Yorkshire Jets, as have they with her. And we really hope that we can continue to nurture what's already been a great grounding for her with Yorkshire Jets. And it's really exciting. They're both incredibly talented players, but they're great people as well, and they're very driven. And yeah, so yeah, we've got double trouble in the Shores this year, but it's a welcome double trouble.
And Layla from Mabs as well, that was good to see her early on.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, Layla, again, we've worked with Layla before, and she's a fantastic person and a great leader, a great role model. How she's managed to complete her medical degree and is now working as a doctor in Bath whilst still maintaining the standards in a netball is beyond belief, really. So she's a real inspiration, and it's great to have her in the fold. In some ways, she's such a familiar face, but in other ways, we have to remember that she hasn't been part of our team before, and it is a change for somebody that's obviously been at Mavs and you know, really played well there. But, you know, to slot her in alongside Ebony, Sam Cook and Vangeli as well, I mean, that's a great force to be reckoned with in our defensive unit. And we feel very fortunate that we've got such talent in that end of the court.
It's not just Bath, but across the franchises, I've been really impressed at how there's a nice mix of youth and established names.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, we've always, well, I'd like to say that we've always stood very true to wanting to give people their chance and not wait until they're the finished product. I think part and parcel of becoming that is being given those opportunities. And I think Bath, along with lots of other franchises more so in the recent seasons, have really bought into that and haven't kept those youngsters out of the squad. They've been prepared to take that little risk for the benefits that it brings year on year. And it's great to have the likes of Paige Reed kind of graduating from our MPL squad, who plays for the National Under-21 side, and Imogen Allison's obviously come down to us also from the Yorkshire area. So, you know, you have to have the right mix, and it will aid their development to be surrounded by the other senior players that we've got. But equally, they bring their own skill set to the group, which is different, and they're fantastic. And I'm so excited by, like you say, the talent, the youth talent across all teams. And part of it's a bit of a byproduct with having to say farewell to some of our more well-known national players to overseas, but what an opportunity for those guys to pick up the bib in their absence and have a real shot at it. It can only be a good thing, really, moving forward.
After this, you've got another pre-season that's against Wasps and Lightning.
Yeah, we have, on January the 7th.
As coaches, but also as a player too, does this highlight the fact that season's nearly here a bit more?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think, you know, the season in itself is so short, and I think one of the things we've really reflected on in our reviews for the last two seasons is how we better prepare our group. 2 years ago, we felt we really got going, but it was halfway through the season, and you blink and you kind of miss two or three games. So really, this couple of months directly prior to the start of the year is an extension to the season. And so without that, I think it's very difficult to start the ground running. And it is hard to find, you know, quality opposition that are going to push you at training. And also, you need to go out against people that don't know what you've been working on to really get a true measure of whether what we're doing tactically is going to work. So this pre-season prep for us and having the number of games that we've put in place is, in theory, is kind of adding a third to our season. And I think, hopefully, the theory will be that we do hit the ground running and that we don't find ourselves falling short by the halfway point because we haven't quite got ourselves going. So, and it's looking good so far, but like I say, we've still got 8 weeks or so to refine that.
It was third last year. There's been lots of movement in the league, player movement, new franchises. How do you see the season ahead?
I definitely think it might be a different order in the top four. That's kind of sitting on the fence a little bit, but I think we both might. Yeah, I think, you know, you've got teams like Sirens who have made big signings and at the minute have kind of, to all extent and purposes, have kept themselves a little bit. I think everyone's intrigued as to know what's going on up there. And like you say, there's been movement. You know, a lot of the Storm players have obviously now moved over to Wasps. So they've got, although I know they've got new players, they've also got an infrastructure and they're a core group that really know each other well. And that will bode well for them, even though they're a new team. I think the order at the top, in the top four, I think it will undoubtedly see somebody else break into it this year. And I think hopefully there'll be a shift around in it, i.e. we'll go further up.
And you and Anna and the squad, you're just ready to get started really now then?
Yeah, I mean, the players really welcome. They really crave at this time of pre-season now that, you know, our sessions are becoming far more contextual. There's a lot of game-based condition play within training, and they really, really welcome the chance to go and put themselves under some pressure and test it out. And we do too, and I think we've got the balance right. We've got a couple of fixtures before this Christmas break, and then we're going to give them a well-earned rest, and hopefully they'll come bouncing back after the new year and into that tri tournament. We've got other fixtures in January as well. So, yeah, it's looking healthy, and it's something that coaches, staff, you know, at the end of the day, we're all trying to plan and prepare ourselves as well. So as coaches and support staff, analysts, physios, medical team, we need these opportunities in order to make sure that the way that we're going to operate is going to be seamless as well.